Good evening. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Board of Education for Washington Local Schools. It is Monday, April 2nd, 2018, and it is 6 o'clock p.m. Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hughes.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Ostro.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Also present, myself.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I recommend the Board of Education to enter into executive session to consider the possible appointment of a public employee or official, prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment.
Looking for a motion, please.
So moved.
Ms. Canales.
Second.
Mr. Hughes. Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostro.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 in executive session at 6:01.
Let the record reflect that at 6:38 p.m., the Washington Local Board of Education returned from executive session, having in fact considered the possible appointment of a public employee or official and prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation and other terms and conditions of employment. All four members of the board did return from executive session. I will be looking for a motion from a member for the appointment to the position that was vacated by the resignation of Patrick Hickey.
I'd like to nominate Irshad Bannister.
Mr. Bannister. Motion by Mr. Hunter. I will second that motion.
I'd like to nominate Chris Sharp.
We have a motion.
We'll take a vote on Mr. Bannister first. Okay. Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Ms. Canales?
No.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes. Was there any comments before we
did
voted?
You want?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, please.
First of all, we had nine wonderful people that came before us, and all of them were very Whitmer-oriented, very Washington local-oriented. There wasn't a person in the group that was not very positive. We nailed it down or brought down to three people, all of whom were extremely strong candidates. As you can tell by the amount of time and effort we put into making this decision, it was not easy. There are philosophical differences on the members of the board. When I suggest Irshad Bannister, it's for quite a few reasons, and I feel very strongly about it. I want to at least say a few comments. Irshad is a Whitmer graduate. He went all through school at Greenwood. He has four children who are in our schools. His wife also a Whitmer grad. He's a college-educated man with a financial career. I think it's a good thing to bring onto the board, some of that financial career. He's certainly a cheerleader for the district. He's been a coach for Whitmer football over the years. One of the biggest reasons I feel Irshad should receive this is the fact that we just had an election in November. Over 2,800 people voted for Irshad. I think as a board, we have a responsibility to the community to put on the board someone who they have chosen to be on the board. I think it takes a lot to put your name on the ballot, to go out to campaign, to put the signs up, to attend the different events, and then put yourself out there. So I firmly believe that this community has spoken very strongly in behalf of Irshad as one of their choices who they'd like to be on the board. He interviewed well with the board, as did all the others. And I just believe that the community has a voice in this. I don't think it's an individual board member as much as it is. The community has voiced very strongly that they would like to see Irshad on the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Honor. I apologize.
No problem.
Give you that opportunity. Please continue with the roll.
Mr. Hughes.
No.
Motion fails 2-2. Our vice code does require 3 yes votes.
Be looking for further motion.
I make a motion for Chris Sharp.
Mr. Hughes makes a motion
that.
For Mr. Sharp. Ms. Canales seconds that motion. Call the roll, please.
Discussion.
Comment?
We did have 9 great candidates, and it was not easy. We were here till 11 o'clock Thursday night. 11:30. We didn't leave. We went over every candidate. We've invited 3 candidates back for a second interview. A lot of them had great comments, and we deliberated for hours afterwards just to decide which candidate was best. And I was very torn between 2. And my decision, I've had to do a lot of deliberating. I think we need to move forward with a fresh face and a new perspective. And I think we need to have commitment and ensure that in the long haul, that next year when someone runs, that we have that individual to move this district forward. And that was the basis of my decision.
I will, too, will piggyback on that, that it was it was very difficult. We have some amazing people, that new people that we got a chance to talk to. The 9 were really good candidates. The 3 were even just a little bit better. And I look forward to working with whoever, whether it's Mr. Sharp or Mr. Bannister. I think this district has a wonderful opportunity to fill this seat. And I think whatever happens, we're just going to move forward together. And look forward to all the things that we've talked about. So that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Ms. Canales. Mr. Bout, please call the roll.
Mr. Hillstrop?
No.
Mr. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Votes 2-2. Motion fails.
I'd ask for another round of nominations, please, or motions.
I'll once again nominate Mr. Bannister.
Second. Discussion. Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
No.
Ms. Canales.
No.
Mr. Hillstrup.
Yes.
Motion fails 2-2.
At this point, Mr. Falk, what does the law say?
Law states that the board must or shall appoint
a... Did you allow another nomination?
Certainly.
Well, you have Mr.
To
Bannister.
Give them another... Okay, fine. Motion for appointment.
For Chris Sharp, please.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is Ms. Canales?
Yes.
I need a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Hillstrup.
No.
Mr. Hunter.
No.
Motion fails 2-2. Our vice code 33.13.1 says the board shall fill any vacancy at its next regular or special meeting not earlier than 10 days after such vacancy occurs. Tonight's meeting is after the 10 days. That is what the law states. There's also a court case that states that the board should appoint somebody within 30 days. A court has ruled that it would be acceptable. However, if the board is deadlocked within that 30 days, it would be probate. So I've been under legal counsel's advised me that we wait 30 days and then we turn it over to legal counsel or probate judge.
What is day 30?
Roughly around April 19th. I think Mr. Hickey resigned on the 20th. So that'd be 11 days plus, April 19th. It just doesn't preclude me for, contacting probate judge, but there is a court case that states that within 30 days, the judge usually went with the board. However, in this case, after 30 days, it will go to probate.
Do you know what the process is specifically for turning that over to him, Mr. Farr?
I will contact the, pro- probate judge and inform him that of our deadlocked. Wait for a response.
Do members of the community have an opportunity to write a letter to the judge requesting appointment?
I'm sure they can. He is elected official.
Okay. This is Judge Puffenberger?
I believe so.
Any questions, Mark? Lisa? Questions?
What's that?
Any questions for Mr. Falk?
No, I'm fine.
Mr. Hunter? Mr. Falk, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Got no other business. Hunter?
Second.
Ms. Canales? Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Chair Stroup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Let the record show the audit record this meeting has been made. Some time the Office of the Treasurer meeting stand adjourned at 6:47 p.m.